There's a false notion in our society. I'll take care of you if you take care of me. But the truth is, if we actually take care of ourselves first, only then can we change our life, change our homes, change our cities, our relationships, and eventually change the world. For those of you who appreciate the holistic lifestyle, you've come to the right place. Your host, Emmanuel Zavallos, is a certified emotion and body code practitioner and certified group energy facilitator. You are now listening to Healing the Healer podcast.
This show is brought to you by Heal, the social media platform for those who love the holistic lifestyle. Are you tired of sharing holistic tips and getting banned or going to Facebook jail for sharing the truth? Are you tired of all the Facebook political drama? Tired of people who don't support energy healing growth? My wife Jess and I created a social media platform that was meant for people who love social media, communicating with like-minded people, and love learning hacks from other wellness practitioners. It's free to join, www.haveempathyandlove.com. Plus, every week you have the option and choice to opt into a cutting-edge healing group where you get energy healing for 7 days straight. Again, it's free to join, www.haveempathyandlove.com.
Hi, this is Emmanuel. I'm excited for you to hear about the new Solar Room that is happening from December 4th to December 10th, and it is 2022. We are ending this year very strong with these amazing healings that we're having, and hopefully you guys are benefiting a ton from it for those of you who have joined multiple Solar Rooms. And if you do hear children in the background, that's because life is good and we have family over, and hopefully it adds an ASMR experience for you. I want to start off with a description for this new room. The average toddler hears the word no an astonishing 400 times a day, according to experts. You, like me, may at first think that this must be an exaggeration, but pause to ponder this. When we tell a toddler no, we usually say no, 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 which is actually 3 times in 3 seconds, reinforcing that rather negative message. If you were an active child that was particularly active, curious, inquisitive, and daring, perhaps you did hear no loads of times a day. And although it's a good thing that they come to understand no early on to stay safe in dangerous situations, parentheses, so they can live to celebrate a second birthday, the bottom line is that toddlers from all cultures and backgrounds learn how to behave by constantly being told what not to do. This can really damage our self-confidence and self-esteem long-term. It also makes us naturally pessimistic and negative and begins fear cycles that don't allow us to think of positive outcomes. It makes us scared to do business because of fear of rejection. It can make us view life on a lower map of consciousness where there is a scary world and puts us in survival mode too readily. How many of our thoughts are actually positive throughout the day, or are they mainly negative? If quantum physics says that like attracts like, wouldn't it be beneficial if we had more positive programming and thoughts to attract things we actually desire? A new Solar is opening, releasing negative childhood programming and silencing the inner critic consciousness. This is a group healing hosted by yours truly, Emmanuel Zavallos, that involves multiple people with intentions which leaves a lasting, powerful imprint in the emotional and physical body. It lasts 7 days and usually runs around 7 to 8 hours per day. Children 17 and under can be included at no cost. Those who would benefit from this healing, here's the list. If you feel like you tend to criticize your potential, if you feel like you have more negative thoughts than positive ones throughout the day, if you notice that you tend to project negative outcomes for things you do on a daily basis, if you tend to look at the wrongs in your life, partner, and other situations instead of expressing gratitude easily, if you fear rejection at home, job, or business, if you tend to criticize yourself too harshly when you make a mistake throughout the day, if you're a perfectionist but it's more toxic than beneficial, if you have symptoms of OCD and like to think positive thoughts, which will lower your obsessions for certain routines. Multilayered healing begins this coming Sunday. Once you enter into the group, share your 2 to 3 intentions you'd like us to work on. Jessica Zavallos QLA will be sending Cephi frequencies throughout the week to assist your journey. All right, so that's it. And I will send you the link, everyone, if you want to participate in this. Go ahead and feel free to check out the link below on the About section. And if you have any questions at all about these Solar Rooms, these 7 days of healing, feel free to email us at compasshealingcenter@gmail.com. And I look forward to seeing you this Sunday. Take care. Bye-bye.